this is the type of take that gets you shot. People talk about The Godfather like it's the best mob movie you could ever make. But the thing is, that movie's not really about the mob. It's about a lot of stuff, and the mob.
It's about a family. It's about family.
but kind of, that's the whole deal. As opposed to Goodfellas is just a movie about the mob. So it's good too.
I'm gonna not challenge you on that. That seems valid. I've only seen parts of Godfather's 1 and 2.
Well, Godfather 2 is shit, which is an opinion that would. Get me much more
because the one is the one with the horse head, right? And then that's two the is the one where they go to Cuba.
Yeah. I think that Al Pacino, this is something that I've yelled at Tyler's girlfriend about dozens of times. I think Al Pacino is a bad actor, and the fact that he's like revered as a good actor, I think, is one of the great crimes of today. And he plays a minor character in Godfather Part 1 and is the lead in Godfather Part 2. And that's why Godfather Part 2 sucks, because the guy playing the lead is bad at acting. Anyway,
Sam's Movie Minute.
I'm just going to have that uncut as the intro. And it's
fine.
An insane person. Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 580. There are no cats in America, and the streets are paved with Tyler Dryblade.
I don't get that one at all. Mary's clapping. Mary likes it. What was that?
Is that American Tale 2, Philo Goes West?
Dude, you gotta.
Oh, yeah.
Jewish culture, dude. You gotta know that. That's five.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I gotta rewatch that because I loved that movie as a child.
I think it wasn't 50 Goes West the sequel. I think this was.
It was. There's 50 and American Tale.
50 Goes West.
Yeah, it's 50 and American Tale. That's the original, and then American Tale 2, 50 Goes West. Correct.
I thought this was from the original. No, but I gotta double check.
No, because in the original one they stay in England, I think, or in Europe, wherever they're from, and then in the second one is when they go to America.
Nah, dude.
Did they go to America both?
In the first one, and then they move west in the second one.
Oh, I totally agree. I think I saw the second one more than the first one. I'm pretty I think we had the VHS of American Tale 2, but not the VHS of American Tale.
Yeah, the first one.
I'm on the AmericanTale.fandom.com wiki, and there's no consensus which movie it's from. It's the strangest thing.
That's so weird. It's almost like the Mystery D8 wiki, which is an absolute hilarious thing.
The Mystery D8 wiki is well-maintained, some
it's
would
argue. It's being updated.
I mean, some would argue that it's regularly maintained. I don't know if they would say it's well-maintained.
You know what it might need is more contributors, more than one contributor.
There's
the typo you made of my one character I made.
There's clearly two contributors because the entries for Mary's season are written so much differently than the other ones. It's got to be somebody
else. They're all me.
He's doing that. The only thing that I did was he made an entry for Ronald, but then he called him Donald, which was funny because in the podcast, you all jokingly called him Donald, and he was like, my name's not Donald, it's Ronald.
That's definitely why I made that mistake.
Yeah.
It's just,
he made that mistake twice.
I just like how there's no consistency across any of the entries. But that's not the podcast we're here for.
No.
We're here for Brews Day Tuesday, and obviously Mary is our guest.
I'm here.
Mary, what are we drinking this week?
Oh, man. So we're getting a little seasonal now. So
ooh, yeah.
You've all heard of Southern Tier Pumpkin. Have you heard of Southern Tier Caramel Pumpkin?
I have not heard of that.
Yeah, they have a caramel one now, so I got that. It's 8.6 ABV, and yep, I have to open this. One sec. I didn't prepare. It's like I had so much time while we were talking about American Tale, I could have poured this out. I did not. Here she goes. Looks like a beer. So what is this? This is an Imperial Pumpkin Ale. So it looks like, probably looks like how pumpkin looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's I get a lot of caramel on the top. We're gonna have a caramel caramel argument during the episode. I'm gonna
drink it. I say whichever one I feel like at the moment.
Honestly, same.
Because I'm a fancy bitch.
Yeah.
I was gonna say caramel because that's what it's spelled like, and I feel like caramel is like the candy and caramel is like the substance.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true. That's just how I've always thought about it. I'll obviously this is delicious. If you like Southern Tier pumpkin, I always call it pumpkin, but it's pumpkin.
It is.
Middle P in there, even though it seems like there should be one.
Yeah, but it's delightful so far. So tastes like that, but with caramel in it.
That's good. I have kind of a niche beer that I don't think anybody has ever heard of. I have Southern Tier's Caramel Pumpkin Imperial Pumpkin Ale.
Dude, what the
8.6%.
I'm so mad. Oh,
do you
man.
Really?
I really do. That's wild. Yeah, here it is.
Yay!
Beer
so
buds.
Jealous. I wish I was. Oh, that sucks.
I'm sorry. Sucks, I'm sorry you didn't get the memo, Samuel. No head.
No head on mine either, because it is a beer.
Absolutely no head. As Mary said, it looks like a beer. I mean, it's got a little bit of an amber color to it. It's not like straw colored. A lot of caramel in the nose.
Yeah. Just like I said.
Yeah, that's really good. Just like Mary said.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it tastes like pumpkin, but with some caramel in what I would say is the middle of it.
Yes, because it starts like pumpkin and then caramel, and then it ends with like, you know, just like a normal beer funk.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So, it's good. Samuel, what clown-ass beer do you have over there?
Clown-ass loser shit. Oh, my God. I'm so mad at myself that I got, hold on. Let me just pour this. What is this shit? Southern Tier Caramel Pumpkin!
Yay!
Okay, now, Mary texted me earlier about this. I wasn't going to have this, and she texted me, so I'm having it. With the idea being that this is a good way to fuck with Tyler. Mary, did you also text Tyler?
No, I was going to ask you if you also texted Tyler. So Tyler's a delightful surprise.
Yay.
That's why I was sitting here like, oh my God, when you pulled up the pumpkin.
Tyler. We were texting each other about how vexed you would be, but you're not vexed at all.
The last time I was on the podcast, we talked about the caramel pumpkin and how we should have it. And I went out and bought one like immediately. And I told Sam, like, are we going to have this next time I'm on the show? And he was like, yeah, in like 2 months. And I was like, okay. So today I texted. I was like, Sam, are we doing this? And he was like, yeah, it'll make Tyler vexed. But Tyler's not vexed.
You guys, I would have been so vexed.
Oh, my God. This is incredible.
This must be the first time all three combatants have had the same beer since before this was a podcast.
I think that's probably right.
Wild.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Put that one on the wiki.
Yeah.
Yay, Southern Tier, you did it. Only for you.
Man, this is fucking good. I think.
Is it good?
I think I prefer the OG, but this
Same.
Is very good.
But it is nice.
And yeah, everything you guys have said is correct, because we're drinking the same beer, and you guys have almost as good of palates as I do.
I do feel like, yeah, I think you're right, though, with the caramel. I think we lose the, like, pumpkin spiciness. Of it, it's kind of like muted.
And I'm honestly okay with that. I don't love pumpkin. So good. So.
Yeah, pumpkin is like the only pumpkin beer I really like.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Like, I think now my top three are all Southern Tier because Warlock is in that top three, and I think this is probably in my top three.
Pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be a very agreeable episode. Normally, we're known for that, like, combative edginess.
Are you sure? Because we have food racket, and that sometimes leads to...
Oh, no!
Oh, no, you're going to ruin it.
Well, let's start off with an article here that's, you know, maybe bringing us down to earth where we need to be so we can get into the food bracket. SanDiegoville.com. San Diego's Modern Times Beer shutting down original brewery and shifting to contract brewing.
Okay.
Yeah. So Modern Times, if I'm not mistaken, they're the ones with the extremely like simplistic beer labels. It basically just says like what the beer is on there. But I guess they expanded too aggressively, you know, back during the golden era. And they got out over their skis, and so now they're closing their original brewery. They're going to lose
at least over their skis. Is that a term?
Yeah,
it is. It is a term
for just
getting ahead of yourself.
Aggressive. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to lose at least 57 jobs, apparently, and they're going to go to a contract brewing with Alesmith. In Miramar, California, I guess.
So, if consolidations have to happen, I kind of like this approach. Because, I mean, it's all staying in the family, in a manner of speaking. Just, like, the beer is going to be able to still be produced. I'm not mad at Aleworks making more money.
Alesmith. Alesmith.
That's what I said, and in the final edit, we'll bear that out.
Yep,
for sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Alesmith. Any of those will work. Just pick your favorite.
Who are you talking to?
Our editor. Mickey, one of those will work, right? I'm getting the thumbs up. From Mickey. He loves that joke. He's never heard it before. Thank you. Anyway, I like, because it could be that they're gone forever, and that would be lame.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it could be they sell out to AB, and that would be lame.
Yeah, that'd be worse. I was gonna say that. Yeah.
Or it could be that they are using AB facilities, and that would be still kind of lame.
Yeah.
But it. I like that it's the micros making money, and it's the bigger micros making money, and that's kind of the trend we've been going towards, which is like not ideal, but is a lot better than the alternative.
Yeah, I mean, I guess overall, it is the lesser of two evils. Sure.
It's not the only thing we're like losing is like the tasting room.
And like the 57 jobs.
Well, I'm not losing the job.
I know. I was going to say, I'm sure for those people, it doesn't feel like the lesser of two evils, but
no.
But that's what happens sometimes, I guess. So, yeah.
And you're, Mary, you're a SoCal surfer, dude. Are you intimately familiar with Modern Times?
I am not. I've heard of them, but I didn't spend like a ton of time in San Diego in my drinking years. So I have not like been to the tasting room.
Can you just text?
I got my sister on, yeah.
Text her Modern Times 0 to 10. See what she says.
Okay, hang on.
You can definitely get it up in NorCal when I was up there. I've had it before. That's how I knew they had the super simple labels. I remember thinking it was good but not great.
Which is the thing about good but not great is you can thrive as a small business with that approach.
Yeah.
But when you overextend, then you just aren't going to get market penetration because a lot of people are going to say, yeah, this tastes like everything else.
Correct. That's why Sam is such a shrewd businessman.
That's why I always make sure I'm not late to class.
What?
As will be reflected in Mystery DA in about 3 years when that episode comes out.
More than three, man.
More than that, probably. You're right.
All right. Well, great. We got that out of the way. Food? Is it food time? Are we feeling hungry?
Is it time to express my food opinions?
But before we do that, I have a beer opinion.
Okay.
Can you both do me a favor and take a sip? And I'm going to say something as you're taking a sip, and I'm going to see if it does anything to your minds.
Is it going
to
ruin it for me? Okay.
Butter beer.
Mmm. It was. Yeah. I do think the nose is very butterscotchy. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. We have an update from Kay about Modern Times. Okay. She says love it. Why?
I have bad news.
I have middling news for
We're
you.
We're talking. I'm a holder.
Tell her the episode will be out in a week and a half, and she can listen in.
Yeah. This.
Looking at you, Mickey.
I hate to once again bring my Harry Potter scholarship into the fray. I do believe that was a beverage served warm, but yeah, no, I think I can see what you're going with. It's a little, you know, it's got a pretty smooth mouthfeel. So I think that helps play into it, you know, kind of a buttery mouthfeel. It's got a lot of butterscotchiness from the caramel. So I definitely see what you're saying, Samuel.
Well, now I feel complete. Thank you. So I hadn't...
I'm getting some updates from Kay. I said, I'm doing the beer podcast. We're talking about how their tasting room is closing. And she said, which one? I said, San Diego. And she said, there are like six of them in San Diego. And then I said, I don't know. So that's where we're at.
Okay.
So she hasn't seen that turn up about it.
Well, soon close its flagship brewery.
Flagship brewery.
So, like, which isn't that meaningful either. She might know if she's in the scene, but...
Well,
I don't think it gives an address or anything.
And I don't know. I mean, like...
Oh, you know what? I did go to one of their tasting rooms, but not the one in San Diego. They have a pool at it. It was pretty cool.
Shit. Never mind. I was going to say something that wasn't important. Food?
Food? Okay, so we finished round one, I had forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
So woo! I think what probably makes sense is this time we'll do... I don't know.
We'll see, baby. Don't put any rules to it. Let's just see how it goes.
We did four matchups an episode before. We'll stick with that for now. Okay. So we'll do some of round two.
All right.
Okay. So from the AB division, Baked Ziti versus from the BC division, Chicken and Waffles.
Baked Ziti.
I really like Chicken and Waffles, but I think Baked Ziti would leave a bigger hole in my heart. Right. I'm going to go with the Baked Ziti.
Well, I would have gone Chicken and Waffles, but I'm not that mad about this one.
All right.
Okay. Should we do another?
Sure. Yes. That was so fast.
From the C division, Chicken Parmesan versus...
A heavy hitter?
Donut.
I like that the donut one makes you so mad.
I was talking before about this with Emily. That's the one that I'm mad about, right? Because fried chicken should have won.
Yeah, it should have. I'm voting against donut. In honor of fried chicken.
I'm going for donut. Pro donut.
And I am also spite voting against donut.
There you go.
Fuck yourself, donut.
Yeah, donut.
Fucking love donuts, dog.
They're pretty good. They are pretty good.
Okay. Keep going. Come back to it.
No, let's come back. We don't want to do too much, right?
Yeah, we don't want to cream our jeans.
Goodness, I'd like
stress K out. She's asking me a lot of questions. She's like, where are they going? I looked at their website. They're closing all our locations. What does that mean? I'm like, they're still making their beers under Alesmith. Don't worry.
You were like, wait 2 days until Brews Day Tuesday podcast comes out. And
you could just send her this article and she'll have literally all the information that
it's more fun to just not talk to you guys and text her instead.
That sounds accurate.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
All right, I'm here. I'm back.
All right, cool. Well, you're back in time for another just really great article, I'm sure. What do we want to do this time? All right, you know, we had some bad news about a closure in the last article, so let's get some good news, right? From Reuters.com, Russia permits import of North Korean beer, media reports say. This is good.
That's nice light. Couple of places.
Yeah. So a Russian company has, I guess, been cleared to import beer produced in North Korea. This is interesting because basically anything coming out of North Korea is just so sanctioned. So sanctioned. And anytime they can, like,
good.
What?
Beer can't be good.
Look, I don't know. I don't want to be, like, judgmental.
I do.
But it does seem hard to believe that it would be, like, high quality. But I don't know.
I mean, the thing with isolationism is it restricts your innovation. They won't have had, you know, German beer and Belgian beer and American beer, like, and all different styles and flavors of various ingredients. They're brewing.
They just be like beer.
Iterate the same way, right? Yeah. It's probably like really down the middle, and even the best executed beer that they're coming out with is like kind of boring. Would be my
guess. It'd be like what I imagine like beer would be like if you're playing like a video game that was like an open world RPG from like 10 years ago, and it'd be like beer. It'd be like the one kind of beer that's like in the whole video game. It's just a really generic can. That's like what I'm envisioning.
It's like in the movies where they say, "I'll have a beer," and the bartender just gets them.
Just gets like
a generic beer.
Yeah,
that's because nobody paid to have their beer be the beer that the protagonist drinks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe it's really good. Maybe they have a wild and varied beer scene in North Korea. We will never know.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, let me text my boy Dennis Rodman, see if he's going back. See if he can grab me a sixer.
Steven Seagal can bring a six pack back. Lord knows it's the only six pack he's ever seen. Get him. Get him. What?
I said oof.
Yeah. With all that being said, though, I would definitely try it.
Ah, man. Now I'm just getting into, like, ethical implications.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like, bad, but I would be so curious.
Really quick, I want to note this line from the article. It said, "This move to allow beer imports, like, into Russia comes after Russian authorities recently announced the export of prized horses and the shipment of more than 400 goats to North Korea."
Yeah.
That's it. It's just, like... They're doing like very old school diplomacy over there. It's like, here's some horses and goats. Oh, thank you. Here is some beer. Also some missiles.
Yeah. Also hundreds of thousands of artillery shells.
Oh, what are the beers all packed in? Oh, grenades. It's like, great.
Yep.
Ay.
Do you know in World War I, they used to shoot supplies to the front line in artillery shells? They'd have these, like, hollow, non-exploding artillery shells, and they just pack, like, ammo and, like, medical stuff in it, and just, like, shoot it over there, which seems an absolutely ridiculous way of doing things.
He's really fast. I don't know.
I guess.
Efficient.
The original yeet, I think, is what they call it.
Big time. Big time. I had a group of, I don't know, some kind of scouts come down to do a program with me.
And I was say some kind of Koreans. I don't know what kind. North, south. They're all the same.
I think there's only one kind that's allowed to be around here, Samuel. But because we're talking about young people, things like yeet. I heard somebody reference Skibidi Toilet out in the wild. And I was like, I didn't realize that was a real thing. I thought that was an internet joke.
I thought it was already uncool because we know about it.
Yeah.
They probably were saying it ironically because it was funny to them 5 years ago.
Yeah, probably. Also, I did we do a beach driving program where we teach people how to drive on the beach, and somebody brought their fucking Cybertruck to the program.
beach driving, just like because of how sand be, it's weird.
Yeah.
And Cybertruck, how does that perform?
Look, all I can say is it didn't get stuck, but it was really hard for me to take the people seriously. Like, they kept trying to show me, like, cool features of their Cybertruck.
Yeah, I literally couldn't care less.
I don't give a shit.
Did you say, hey, open the trunk and then put your finger in the trunk and then close the trunk and see what happens?
I didn't say that. But they did show me the trunk. They were like... Yeah, check it out. It looks like plastic, but it's actually steel. And I was like,
like other truck beds.
Cool. Like, I don't know. But it didn't get stuck on the beach, so there's that.
Yeah. Good.
Probably because there wasn't enough weight from it not being made of enough steel.
I guess. I don't know. I truly don't know. But those are just highlights from my exciting time at work. You like that? That do anything for you?
It's that was Tyler's content, so you know.
Feels good.
I also volunteered at a powwow today You like that?
Now tell me about that.
I don't know what else to say.
What do you mean by powwow?
Exactly what you think.
Well, what I think is...
like a gathering?
Probably racist. So maybe you tell me what it is.
So there is a state-recognized tribe called the Nanticoke in Delaware. And they had their, I think, 46th annual powwow or something like that. And so Beck and I went and volunteered as entrance, like, attendants.
Bouncers.
Yeah, big time.
Good job.
It was interesting. I don't know.
Did you have to stop anybody from entering?
So many people.
And then if you turn someone away and they gave you a hit off their peace pipe, you let them in?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Samuel.
Is that a good joke? Or am I
kind of... Mickey's not.
Mickey?
Thumbs Mickey down for Mickey.
I don't know.
Mickey says thumbs down. He's like, oh no.
There are really a whole lot of insensitive jokes that you could make around, like,
and I made mine.
Turning people in or out of the powwow. You know, like I had to. No, I'm not even going to say it. We're going to move on.
Sorry. Mickey's telling me for coverage, we're going to need your joke, Tyler.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good about it.
I don't have to tell you, Mickey. He says no. You're fired. I don't know. Mickey says you're fired. I don't know.
All right, well, I forgot just how much authority Mickey had on this show. We haven't seen him for 570-some-odd episodes, but he's really making a power play right now.
Really, with the Puppet Master.
Yeah, that's true. Mickey on the wiki. Yeah, I don't know. That's it. That's all I got for you. What do you want from me?
Better content, I guess?
I feel like we really due for a food bracket right now.
You fucking gold about how I threw up on the Tilt-A-Whirl last week. What do you want from me?
Missed that.
Didn't make it in the main episode. Is the tale. What a weird episode that was. Anyway,
I had food poisoning last week, so I also threw up.
That's a lot of food related content right there, Samuel.
Yeah.
Should we just skip the rest of the bracket?
No, I would do more bracket. I'm feeling fine now. I'm not gonna barf more.
I'm gonna barf.
You know what might make me barf? These are good foods, is the premise. This is lobster roll versus mac and cheese.
Ooh, sorry. Easy. I like both of those a lot.
I also think the answer is easy, and I think Tyler and I disagree.
I think the problem is one of those is just a better food, but the other one is like a more constant companion.
Mac and cheese is a more constant companion and a better food.
Wow, okay. We know where Sam is landing.
I'm voting for mac and cheese, you guys.
Yeah, you are. Tyler, I want you to vote next.
Well, you know, Samuel really knows me, but sometimes he fucks up because I'm also voting for mac and cheese.
Thank goodness that I don't have to choose. Honestly, I probably would have voted mac and cheese also because I love a lobster roll, but like, oh my God, life without mac and cheese is not worth living.
How often are you eating lobster rolls, though? Like, once every 2-3 years?
I mean, a little more than that.
All right. I'm just not around. I forget that you guys are around a place that, like, serves fancy stuff all the time. I'm never eating lobster rolls.
Oh, I make them at home.
You make them at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, she grows her own lobster. She has a little tank. She makes them. Yeah.
Oh, you're in the cult of the lobster, Mary? That's cool.
Yeah, I wish. No, you can just buy lobster meat. They sell it at the store.
Whack.
Happens.
Anyway, this is going to be the easiest one of the day. I already put the winner in, and if you make me change it, I'll be kind of annoyed. It's pizza versus Thanksgiving dinner.
It's pizza.
It's pizza!
Yeah, it's definitely pizza. It's definitely pizza.
Remember when Thanksgiving dinner came up, and I was like, that's not a food, that's like an event.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember when Thanksgiving dinner won being like, ugh, I don't feel good about that. Who's it facing off against? Pizza? Okay, good.
It was like a bad section. Remember that one.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for this time. I think next time we do this, we'll finish this bracket because it'll only be 3 matchups.
Oh, my God.
Is it the final four? Wait, did we just hit the final four?
yeah, the final four are baked ziti, chicken parm, mac and cheese and pizza. Wow, a lot more Italian food represented.
I was just about to say, I'm not happy about how that worked out.
We know Tyler's voting for mac and cheese all the way.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure mac and cheese is taking this whole thing.
That's a good American food, you know?
How are such children? It's like, feed me pizza and mac and cheese.
This will give me, like, 2 months to think of what the next bracket will be. Or, ideally, for one of you guys to suggest a bracket to me.
We did just, what did we do? Sorry, we've done desserts, sandwiches.
I don't think we've done desserts.
We don't do desserts? Do you want
desserts?
There
were desserts sprinkled through this one, like donuts.
Well, I mean, this one was very much a catch-all. We've done soups, sandwiches. We did breakfast cereal on the fly once with Jed. Is that it?
I would love a desserts bracket.
We'll see about doing some desserts.
Or like breakfast food.
Those are both good options. More times of day than cuisine, but...
Dessert is an anytime food. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I just love that Mary's living her best life.
YOLO.
Mary figured out how she wants to be 11 years ago and just has been doing that for a while.
Nothing if not consistent.
That's good.
I love that. That's good.
Let's see. Is our last article about consistency at all? Oops. Nope. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, it's about the cruel hand
it's sad
of fate.
We're back to sad.
NewSchoolBeer.com. Tilray lays off 10 Barrel Brewing's entire innovation brewing team led by Tanya Cornett.
Rip.
Sorry, Tanya. I don't know who you are, but that's too bad. So 10 Barrel, I guess, was independent. Then they sold to AB... InBev.
Right. We reported on that.
Yes, a while ago. And then AB InBev sold them to cannabis beverage behemoth Tilray, which was about a year ago. And so they were happy about that, but things are not so rosy anymore because the founders basically resigned, and then a whole bunch of other people got cut out as well. So that's the innovation team, which I guess was tasked with coming up with like new and off the wall shib. And they're gone.
I have a hot take. Are you ready?
So ready.
There's just too many breweries, you guys. I mean, 2 out of 3 of our stories today were about people getting laid off or like closing or whatever. And it's just like, there's just so many. It just feels like it doesn't like impact me at all. I'm like, well, there's so many other beers, whatever. And it's just like, I don't know. If someone was like Southern Tier is disappearing, I would be very, very upset about that.
I mean, I think that's what these articles are, is every now and then you see one that is super upsetting. Actually, I saw an article in my newsfeed like a month ago that was Southern Brewing is closing, and I just misread it and panicked.
Oh, no.
And, like, sent it to myself, like, we got to talk about this on the show. This is crazy. It was, you know, some brewery I've never heard of. But, like, this type of shit does happen to breweries people actually like. Like, people like 10 Barrel. Confused people. But people all the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, every song is somebody's favorite, you know? Even the bad ones.
Well, that's true.
Toto.
What was that?
I said Africa by Toto. I think it's objectively a really bad song. And a lot of people
Do you think anyone's favorite song is the Happy Birthday song? Probably like a 4-year-old is like, I fucking love this song. Probably like everyone sings it at me.
Whoever was getting royalties from it until like a couple years ago.
Who's a pair of sisters?
Yeah, well, they probably love it.
Yeah, it's stacking paper to the ceiling, sitting on 24-inch chrome.
Fat bucks.
And fat butts.
Yeah, speaking of the Happy Birthday song, you'd be surprised how often I sing the Nibbler's birthday song from Futurama.
How'd that go?
How does it go? The only part I remember is what, here we go, everybody. What day is today? It's Nibbler's birthday. What a day for a birthday. Let's all have some cake.
I don't think, I don't think that's Nibbler specific. I think they sing that a few times. I think that's the birthday song in the Futurama universe.
Well, I like that one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, we've been talking about probably, it feels like 5 years at this point, about how, you know, the craft brew bubble is in the process of bursting, you know, and there are a lot of companies that are getting winnowed down. It's a shame to see, but I do think it's something that has to happen eventually in pretty much every industry. Like, there can't just be unlimited growth. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So. What was that?
Except my dick.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
I almost thought I was going to give you an inspiration point. I was like, it's not that hard.
Ah, wrong.
It's like a fucking.
You can still take one.
Love sausage from The Boys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've seen that show.
You remember the guy with the huge penis?
How could you not? That's yeah. Like nightmare.
That's Sam's every day.
Oh, good.
I just sling it all over my shoulder. Then I get dressed and go to work. Anyway, so this.
You at work.
He looked like Bib Fortuna.
I said that reference. I didn't like it.
I'm trying to bring it back to beer here.
Okay.
Why?
So, you guys both know how much I love Hop House. They opened a second location probably like 4 years ago, something like that. And it's way bigger and more ambitious. And I've gone there a few times and it's been packed. And then a couple weeks ago, they had a thing, you know, we want to start getting our fall beers on tap, but we have a bunch of spring and summer stuff still on. So come out and help us kill the kegs. $5 pours on these select beers that we're trying to get rid of. And we went, and like, that's a good deal for around here. And it was like a ghost town.
Mm.
And I was like, oh no, is Hop House fucked?
Because you didn't text me about this, Sam.
So every time I go to a bar, I should text you to let
if there's a sick deal on summer beers, you know, your girl likes a sour, likes a wheat beer, likes a fruit beer. It's fine.
It was mostly IPAs.
I do actually think the second location, the bigger one, is like, I think it's less like cool. So I think it tends to be deader than like the original location. That's from my experience. But I guess you said when you go, it's packed. It's like, I don't know.
We went once. Like 6 months ago or so, and went and sat down, and they were so busy that we sat there for 20 minutes and no one came around to take an order, and we just left.
Oh, dang. That's
crazy.
Which very different from this time. And like, I wish them the best. Like, I want them to succeed, but also the Verona location is my location.
We rented the room at the second location for the holiday party last year on the legal team. That was pretty fun. They took our order and stuff, though. They remembered to feed all of us. So that was a good part of it, yeah.
The upstairs area?
The downstairs. There's like a room.
Upstairs, there's a downstairs room?
I've only been
upstairs room.
All around the downstairs.
No, there's like a door that, you know, opens and there's a room. Like most
doors rooms. That open and there's a room.
That's fucking crazy, dog.
We'll go sometime, Sam, and I'll show you where the room is. That's where it's the room that Emily was in when we did our like giant blanket crochet workshop.
Right.
In that room. She'll know where it is.
She can take me there and they won't allow us in, I guess, or whatever.
Tyler, do you want to know what giant blanket crochet is?
I know what it is. I'm pretty sure y'all talked about it on the podcast.
When it was
you
pretty get the, formative it's like experience. It's
a huge, huge yarn that's like as thick as your arm. And
like you don't use a crochet hook. You just like pull it.
Yeah.
Like you're making a fishing net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rad.
I threw mine out.
Did it suck?
Yeah, I did suck because like I sucked at making it. So two things. One, I talk about fishing nets. I made mine super loose, so it didn't really work as a blanket because it was just like a net, basically. I was like, oh, I'm like a trapped mermaid when I tried to like use it as a blanket.
It's not good for conserving heat if it's mostly gaps.
Probably a great summer blanket. But anyway,
is a fishnet, is a fishnet blanket sexy?
Not this one.
If you get your titties out, anything sexy.
I guess that's
okay.
True.
I guess that's true. Second problem with the blanket, the giant, like, giant thick yarn they made us use to do it shed like the dickens. And so it was like everything that touched the blanket, that was next to the blanket, just had just like little threads and shit and fuzz all over it. And I couldn't handle it. And so I threw it out in a fit of anxious rage. So it's gone now.
That kind of addresses Tyler's question. I think fishnets are less sexy when you got fibers all over your titties.
Yeah. I wore fishnets yesterday because I did a ballroom show. That's probably too late for that content, though.
Do it quick.
I did a show. I did a stage show. It was like the annual recital that my ballroom studio does. I did two dances.
Nice.
One was a very, like, demure Viennese waltz. Very the second demure. One was, I think I would call it a more sexy number, where it was kind of like I was doing a cha-cha, but I was playing this character. Why I have red nails, by the way. I was playing this character where I was like shoplifting from a store, and then the security guard was like, "Don't you shoplift?" And I was like, "Hey, check out, you know, these." And then I danced with him. Yes, the gams. And then I danced with him until I didn't get arrested.
Huh.
I've seen certain videos on the internet with a similar plot, but dancing specifically was not the resolution.
Yeah, this is on stage in front of people.
Oh, I've seen that too.
And yes. did Senor dance at this arrangement?
Yes, he did, but in a different number.
He wasn't the security guard.
No, I danced with my two dance teachers. Yeah, no, like, so Senor Tessa did a number with his dance teacher. They did like a very cool, like very serious, precise, like paso doble. Killer number. They had him be the finale of the whole show because he's literally the best student at the studio. Because they were like, he's like, "Oh, they put me last," and everyone else is like, "Duh," because nobody wants to go after you.
Oh,
that's very cute.
Yeah, so
it was your nice.
Yeah,
I love that.
Congratulations to the both of you.
Thank you. It was a very long day. I had to go there really early to get my hair and makeup done, and I just hung around until like 7 p.m. when I had to dance. So, woo!
That makes sense to me.
Yep. But anyway, yeah, wore fishnets as part of that. And they're so uncomfortable. Oh my God.
That makes sense as well. I've never worn fishnets, but I imagine around the toes, especially.
Toes is rough. And as you can imagine, crotch is rough.
Sure.
It's like the most insane wedgie you've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I hadn't really thought about this logistically.
Yeah. Well, because, like, the ballroom, because I think you can buy, like, cheaper fishnets that are, like, just, you know, for your edification, boys, is, like, the top of it will just be, like, normal tights that are, like, a solid material. And then, like, the middle of the thigh, it'll start being a fishnet down to the feet.
But basically, then the ballroom, anything that they expect is going to be covered by a skirt or whatever, right. They're like, why bother making it fishnet?
Ballroom is fishnet all the way up because, like, you're probably wearing, like, a really short skirt or, like, basically, like, a onesie, and so your whole leg is out, and so they can't, like...
You might be throwing a leg up, too, so you got to make sure you're featuring shit.
Yeah, and so it's just, like, it's just so uncomfortable. I mean, you wear underwear under it, so it's not like...
Me.
In there, you don't have to, I guess, but it's really
somebody caught an eel in there.
I think one of the other ladies, her daughter was like, you know those like hams you buy for holidays? She's like, yeah. She's like, your legs look like that. She's like, thanks. So that's kind of the vibe.
Cool.
Yay! Fun facts all around.
Well, now that we've gotten some light body shaming in, I think probably it's time to rate these beers.
Yep. All right.
That sounds fair.
All our three different beers. What an interesting rating this is going to be. How are we all going to rate this? Okay,
so honestly, I think what we should do is we should go around and kind of say final thoughts, but not a number. And then at the end, do like a 1, 2, 3, and then everyone just scream into the microphone.
Yes.
Okay.
Should I do my thoughts?
Sure.
I liked it. Can I say I kind of liked it less the more of it I drank, because I think it kind of became more just like a normal beer flavor and less of like the caramel flavor, kind of lost its novelty as I went. I do think it's really good though. I haven't had normal pumpkin in a while, so I kind of wish I had to do a more direct comparison, but overall, very good. I don't know. I like pumpkin.
Yeah. I found a little conversely that the caramel stayed around for me. I felt maybe the pumpkin faded a little bit, but again, I don't really like pumpkins, so I'm fine with that. Thought it was quite good. Samuel?
I'm a lot more in Tyler's camp, just in not being that into pumpkin. And I feel like as it warmed up, the butterbeer element I was talking about was more pronounced.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite part. So it kind of grew on me as I drank it. And I think the 8.6 probably aided in that.
Didn't hurt.
Yeah, did not hurt. All right.
All right, so I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then where the go would be, we're all going to yell numbers.
Our numbers.
Okay.
No one will understand anything, and then we'll repeat ourselves.
Okay. And
Mickey, you can clean that up in the edit, right? He's saying no.
Okay.
What do we pay you for, Mickey?
You don't pay me at all.
One, two, three,
7.1.
So I heard Mary said 7.1. I said 7.7. I didn't catch you dip.
Eight?
Oh, I was way higher. I said 8.8.
All right. Wow, 8.8. Blah, blah.
But all very strong positive reviews.
Yes, I would agree.
I think if you asked me after first sip, I probably would have been about where Sam is at. But then I kind of was like, it's losing its charm a little bit as I go.
Yeah, I mean, it's the right pumpkin beer for me because it tastes less and less like pumpkin as you go along. So obviously I'm going to like that. And you purists out there, Mary, are not going to be so happy. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
But also 7.1 isn't.
It's not a no.
It's rating. That's a positive review.
Correct. All right. Well, fun times, everybody. Glad we all had that little mind meld. So, yeah, Mary, thanks for initiating that, I guess.
Glad it worked out. I had no idea you were also going to bring it on.
If you had texted me, you both would have had the same thing, and I would have had something else, and I would have felt like such an asshole.
That's why I was so excited when you pulled it out. I was just like, kind of what Sam had, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so
Mary,
delightful.
Terrible poker face, by the way. Luckily, Tyler's an idiot, so he didn't pick up on it. But you're pretty much like,
you already
I know Sam has
you and I was excited, though, so it's fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, again, thank you for initiating that in a weird way. Samuel, do you know what you're drinking next week?
Well, I was going to bring on a sour for Mary being on.
Right.
I think I'll probably have that instead. It's like it's a pie of some kind. It's like a peach pie sour or something like that. Mm.
Okay. Nice. All right. Yeah, cool. Well, let's see. I guess, listener, if you want to submit some suggestions for brackets, you know, other than times of day, you can do that by emailing brewsertuesdaypodcast@gmail.com or commenting our links at brewsertuesday.com. Really? The best good news. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Not letting this one bastard keep me down.
That's right.
Mary's so offended. I like
breakfast I'll give you.
Breakfast are both good pitches.
Breakfast I will give you as time of day. Dessert is not time of day. You could have a breakfast dessert. You could have a lunch dessert. You could have a nighttime dessert. Like, whenever ladies are like, I want a little sweet treat. You know what that is? That's a dessert. Even if it's 2 p.m.